Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. It's one of those end of October podcasts. I think this is the second to the last, possibly the last podcast in October, depending upon when I can get to the podcast process. So this may be, it's probably my second to the last podcast for October 2022. It's interesting. I have a really good friend I work with who got to go to Europe and basically did the D-Day tours, wandered around Europe, came back, tested positive for COVID about 14, 13, 12 days ago, something like that. And then this past weekend didn't feel well, took a test again and tested positive again. After testing negative in between, you know, tested positive, didn't really have any of the symptoms, the impact or anything else. And then tested positive again because they didn't feel good. And they didn't didn't really have any symptoms until this latest time. And then, of course, the reality of COVID bit them, and they didn't feel good on Sunday, took a test again, and tested positive twice in 14 days. Painful, but reality. Anyway, heading into my favorite part of the year, which is, you know, heading into the pre-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas fall season. The weather is nice. The air starts to really cool down, I truly enjoy that. It really becomes a lot, becomes a lot more ultimately enjoyable outside. And since I walk outside, you know, for this time of year, this is the optimal time for me. By optimal, I mean it's just the time that I really enjoy walking outside. It just makes me. It just starts my day off. It just makes everything just a little bit better for me, walking outside. Of course, the other side of walking outside right now in this time of year is that it rains a lot more. So I end up with many more days spent trying to catch up because of the rain. The reality, right, of rain. Rain when you walk outside is not as pleasant. It is something that I suspect, you know, you can deal with. I know I deal with it either with a raincoat or an umbrella, unless I'm out in it before I realize it's going to rain. Then I don't always do as good a job, right? I try to catch up. Probably, you know, something long-term that I should get better at. I mean, I do, as an amateur weather forecaster, I do pay attention to the weather frequently, and I do try to determine what the weather will become frequently. But what I find is that it isn't always as easy to predict the exact weather in your exact area, which is, you know, obviously the reality for the weather people, right? They're getting data across a 200 square mile area and trying to predict, you know, one local area within that. And it's not easy. It's not simple. It's a hard process. But anyway, enough of rain, enough of heading down that particular path. There's a couple of other technology things that I've kind of been playing with. One of the technology things I've been playing with, I use my MiFi. I went back to Indiana for a family event over the past weekend, which is why my podcast is late. Normally I record on Sunday, but this is recorded on my lunch hour Tuesday, simply because I just ran out of time on the weekend. And one of the things that I was using while I was gone was my MiFi. MiFi is a box that connects to a 4G or 5G network, but it allows you to have 10 or so Wi-Fi connections, you know, connected to that MiFi box. And so I used my MiFi to do all of the stuff that I normally do, uploading pictures from the family event, things like that. So I played around with it, and I was reliant on it fairly heavily, which is good, right? Testing that, because at some point in the future, I'm going to move the MiFi device to using it on our recreational vehicle as we kind of get ready to go camping this spring. you know, I want to be able to offer internet service within the trailer. We have a booster in the trailer for the Wi-Fi signal, and what I want to be able to do is connect the Wi-Fi to give it, and you know, connect the Wi-Fi to give it an internet connection. So that's kind of my long-term goal. But anyway, so I was playing around with it, and I have to say I was very impressed. I did actually use it in a hotel in Columbus, Ohio, in an ultra-wide 5G zone, and that was truly impressive. I managed to download a bunch of data, but more importantly, I managed to actually download and update my iPad and my iPhone in the ultra wideband zone very, very quickly. I was surfing the internet on the 5G circuit as well. So I actually had three devices simultaneously connected. Two were downloading, and the third was uploading and downloading data onto my laptop. So it was really, really fun to play with ultra-wide 5G. I don't have it exactly where I live right now, and so it was a great experience to actually get to use ultra-wideband and play around with the capacity that it offers. That was kind of the one fun thing, right, about that. It's a long drive back to Indiana for family events, but you know, family events are very important. It's always critical that you spend time with family when you can. But anyway, so the other technology I'm getting ready to play with is the new Oculus headsets. They've released the Pro, the Quest Pro, and that is a AR-VR headset, like the HoloLens, except HoloLens is AR only. This is AR, and then you can do a VR. There's an attachment that goes on the front of the lens that makes it completely dark, and it becomes a VR environment. But the combination of AR, VR, I think is interesting, and it's critical and kind of a future state growth. So I'll do a little bit more on that device in the future. I mean, they're a little pricey right now in terms of what they're ultimately charging for it, but it is a very interesting situation, AR and VR. Wise. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.